Well, when Lindsay Tanner was growing up in the small country town of Orbost, he spent a lot of his time reading. And the former Labor Minister was reading some seriously heavy tomes. For our off-the-shelf segment of favourite reads, here are Lindsay Tanner's favourite childhood books.
Animal Farm was the first George Orwell book I read, and as a result of that I became an Orwell aficionado, and still to this day he is my big hero. I've read everything Orwell's ever written many times, and there are many different attributes that you could talk about, but Animal Farm I think is a fantastic book that really shines as a beacon of courage, of clarity and of honesty about the world from somebody whose politics I admire, somebody whose integrity was unimpeachable. It was published at the peak of the fashion of support for the Soviet Union in the West in 1945. It was an act of great courage for Orwell to write and publish the book, and it still stands the test today, both as political satire but also as a strong message about the evils of tyranny and oppression. Since the age of nine, when I first got introduced to them, I've been a dedicated fan of C.S. Lewis's Narnia books. I've read all of them many times, literally many times, and my favourite Narnia book is The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and to me it is a composite of incredibly simple, powerful storytelling with really strong allegories. I think, for example, of the pool, the enchanted pool that turns everything that touches it into gold, so that the obvious allegory about temptation and the evils of temptation, the lessons of Eustace, who starts the book as a really nasty little brat and gradually learns how to behave, all different kinds of stories in this book. And in particular, I love the concept of the talking mouse, Reaper Cheap, who is looking to go to the utter east and Aslan's country, and that whole concept, the obvious religious basis to it, to me, very powerful storytelling, not just for children but for adults as well. I've seen the recent movie and I thought that was reasonably good, but reading the book to me is something that I'll do again. I've done it many times. The longer books that I particularly love, and they're all about 1,300 pages, which tells you something about me, first, War and Peace, which I read as a teenager and which still resonates with me today, is the greatest story ever told. I think Pierre Bezukhov is probably just about the all-time great fictional character, the person of great complexities and character, of significant weaknesses, but also of the capacity to understand what is going around him and what is occurring in his wider world, and who I think is extremely likable at the same time. He was superbly portrayed by a relatively young Anthony Hopkins in the BBC serialisation of War and Peace back in the mid-1970s, which I'd love to see again. The war scenes in the book are fantastic, incredibly realistic and brilliantly conveyed. The characters are really drawn in great detail and depth. The stories of the people who are caught up in wider historical events like the Battle of Borodino, the rise and fall of Napoleon, and of course the underlying social and economic stresses with the aristocracy and serfdom, are all just sensational. And I absorbed this book as literally about a 13-year-old and loved it. I read it with great passion, and still today it stands the test of time. Les Miserables is, I think, in many respects similar. It's characterised by an astonishing array of different human dramas. Jean Valjean, Javert, Marius, Cosette, all of the different characters all reflect different human emotions, dilemmas, dramas, and the total picture that's woven by Victor Hugo, I think, is just amazing. And it's no surprise that it was so successful as a musical, because the underlying story is so powerful. And finally, as a historian, as somebody who loves history, as somebody who reads long, complicated history books for fun, I know that makes me weird, but so be it. The Spanish Civil War by Hugh Thomas, published in the early 1960s, to me is pretty much the gold standard of balance of rigour and depth and subtlety that you really need in such an ideologically contested history as the Spanish Civil War, which in many respects was the precursor to the Second World War. It's a brilliant three-dimensional portrayal of a very complex and bitter conflict that still resonates in modern-day Spain and in Europe to a degree. And you could not find a better high-quality history than this book. Now, the significant thing about all these books is that I read virtually all of them in my teens, and I think probably the only exception is The Dawn Treader, which I think I would have been about 11 when I read. So choosing my five favourite books, I have actually chosen books that were all books I read in my teens, which probably in part reflects the impact that young reading has on you, but they are all outstanding works by great authors.
And if you want to track any of those down, we'll put Lindsay Tanner's favourite five books on our website, abc.net.au/rn/bookshow. And you'll probably recognise some of his favourite music in that piece too. What a surprise that he likes progressive rock. Lindsay Tanner's latest book is Sideshow, Dumbing Down Democracy, which is published by Scribe.